Listen closely, my sweet pet. Welcome to the July 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. Previously on Monthly Rambles, I moved from North America to Europe, and a few days ago, I moved into my first permanent residence. I think it's time for a house tour. This is the living room. This is the kitchen. This is the bedroom. Wink. This is the bathroom. And this is my future office. As you can tell, there is quite the echo going on in here. That's not post-processing. This is just what it sounds like in here for now. And it's because my furniture hasn't arrived yet. Right now, I'm sitting in a muted, grayish-pink painted room, sharing it with my Xiaomi Pro 2 scooter that I have named Mortis. Along with the furniture problem, there's also sound from the active highway, which is not too far from my home, it's quite close. When I start using this office, I'm going to have to work on setting it up so that there's some serious noise reduction. This is where I'm going to be recording my future audios, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that my audios adhere to my needs for quality. I'm going to move to another room, so that you don't have to endure this echo. Here we are, back in the bedroom. I am sitting on an air mattress, because my super ultra comfy mattress will arrive when it arrives, crossing the ocean to get to me. So please, if you hear me shifting around on this thing, or any of the cars outside being pains in my ass, please forgive me. There's not much I can do right now. Moving on. I've been in this new city for a month, and I'm loving it for the most part. I've been in this new city for a month, and I'm loving it so far. I miss the people I left behind more than the place. I think I might be a tad bit jet-lagged, but Frustrated Author does his best to make sure that I get to bed at a reasonable time. Things are getting better. I'm feeling good, and I mean that. Overall, I think my biggest struggle is with adapting to the new environment. Of course, that sounds really silly. That's a normal thing that people would have to deal with. But the thing is, my brain kind of turns off when I look at maps. You hand me a map and you tell me, this is where you are on the map. Try to get here. And you point at another part of the map. And my brain kind of shuts off, and I can't visualize what I need to do to get there. I shouldn't be admitting this in a file, but here I go, being extra vulnerable right now. If you show me how to get somewhere, I will retain that information. If you walk me from point A to point B, you'll never have to show me again. I've got it. But if you show me a map and then tell me to get there, I'm lost. I've had this problem for a long time. And I'm annoying people that know me, because the things I'm complaining about not understanding appear to be very simple for them. I've heard, well, you're smart. You shouldn't have any problem figuring this out. You haven't figured it out yet. You'll get there. And I don't know how to tell them that. No. I've been trying to get this skill down pat for decades. I don't think it's going to click. I don't think it's going to just... I'm just going to wake up and boom, I understand maps now. No. I won't stop trying. I can promise that, but... Time for a subject change. Hey, Siri. Tell me a joke.
What do cowboys pay for marsupials? A buckaroo.
Fuck. Wow. What do cowboys pay for marsupials? A buckaroo. Oh. If you've made it this far through this file, then I would like to tell you to drink water. This message was brought to you by Leo Explosion. I'm always on the hunt for new scripts to read. When I've got time to kill, I'm browsing Reddit and other places where people share their scripts, and I'm trying to find scripts that I can read. It's not easy, though. Because, as I said in almost every single ramble for the last 3 months, I'm not finding scripts that grip me. I know I said that I would upload more often, and I've been super busy building this new life from scratch, and I'm old enough to know that I don't need to feel guilty about having priorities, but I know things will come with time. Since I spend so much time reading scripts, if I'm reading something that reminds me of someone, I'll just straight up poke them and be like, hey, this sounds like you. You should record this. It would be really hot. And so far, that's really working out. With one person having a success with one recording that I suggested. You know who you are. I've even been chatting with new VAs, This is something I've been doing since I've started, but it's not showing any signs of stopping. I've discovered a VA named Yerby, and it's awesome hearing new perspectives and giving tips where I can, and I just want the hobby to thrive. It's a good hobby, and it's a good community, and I want it to do well. This place is really strange. I feel like a fish out of water. I feel like I'm on an alien planet. But with all of these things that I can lament about, there's tons of positive stuff going on. Like, it's inspiring. My experiences are definitely things that I can draw from, and it's fueling my creativity like I haven't felt in a while. I need an office where I can hunker down and just get lost in my work, and I can't wait. I cannot wait. I want it. I want it. I want it. I heard a song today while I was shopping, and it got stuck in my head. What was it? What was this song? I hadn't heard it in years. It felt like, oh my God, it's Pearl Jam. Are you kidding me? Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I've got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Holy shit. This song is fucking dark. I've never really read the lyrics before. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Read those lyrics if you want to have a sad time. Moving on. I think I'm just in a funk. And the truth is, there's plenty of good scripts out there for me to read. I can't believe it. I've been doing this since April, and I'm still uncomfortable with recording lewdness. There's just something inside me that's like, nope, can't record that sex scene. Nope, nope, nope. But you know what? It's gonna happen. God, I shouldn't be saying that, because it might not, but I want it to. I do. I want to exit my comfort zone and start taking on new stuff and getting, you know, I don't want to limit myself. I don't. So, as per the usual, I waited until the last minute. But I'm going to take my time because I still have 3.5 hours. And I don't want it to be the longest ramble in the world, but I just want to make sure that I cover all my bases. I'm not going to stop filling scripts anytime soon, but I've already made promises to a select few that I would try my hand at writing scripts specifically for them. Hell, I'm so far behind. I have scripts written for me that I haven't read yet. I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. But I won't be hard on myself, because I'm not allowed to be. Wink. As always, If you see a script that you think I would rock at filling, please let me know. But you've been good listening this far, so here it is, the surprise at the end, which, for those of you who do not know, is the blooper reel for the month of July. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again at the end of next month. On your knees for me. Listening. Oh, someone messaged me. I forgot to change my status on Discord. And there they go again. Who is it? Who is it? Because I want to know. Oh, I am recording for you to hear it. All right. I'm not even going to edit this out. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to start from the top. I want you so much when you're like this. Nope. I fucked it up again. On your knees for me. Listening to every word I say. Taught with desire. All right.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Now I need to motivate myself to move because all of that was so intense that I cannot move.
What can I do to help you?
ask me to move nicely. I need to sit up.
Just sit up slowly. Are you in bed or anything?
I'm in bed.
You're so absolutely amazing.
Negative. So, I'm not going to go to bed early tonight. Sorry. But, Wow. I can't believe I record myself for fun. All right, so I'll just send this along to you now, and please let me know how it sounds, because this is the first time I'm recording on my fancy new phone, and I hope you have a nice day. Bye.